In 2017, Syracuse Jewish Family Service invited WRVO to help celebrate its 125th anniversary by recording the stories and significant lifetime experiences of Central New Yorkers. The resulting project is Story Sharing CNY, a collection of discussions between family and friends presented in their own words. Now we're sharing these stories with you. In this Story Sharing CNY, Gina Palladino talks with her niece Annette about her experiences in the Foreign Service and how traveling abroad has made her a better person.
I quit my job. I had a wonderful job, I thought, here. Then I thought, you know what? I think I have to leave Syracuse, though. I've had that wanderlust a little bit, and I joined the Foreign Service. And so they give you what is known as a cheat sheet, you know, or a dream sheet. And one of mine was Vienna, Austria. September 1961, I went to my first post at the American Embassy in Vienna, Austria. Then they asked, why don't you become a rover? So they selected me. And so I was able, my area was Sub-Saharan Africa and the islands in the Indian Ocean, Mauritius, the Seychelles Islands, Madagascar.
So what a lot of people, including myself, can't relate to is the fact that this is long before cell phones, internet, computer, email, texting, phone calls. Did that ever make you feel disconnected? Was it ever nerving? What did grandma say? What did grandpa say? Like, did you ever get to talk to them when you were away?
Well, I do remember one time in Johannesburg, South Africa, I did make a phone call to home. I loved writing letters, and even Aunt Rosemary said she's kept hers.
Yeah.
Faith gave me a whole bunch, and it was good. It's good for me to have this so I can reflect on where I've been, when, all over, you know, for 31 years.
So every week, that was the very first thing. I would walk in the door, and Grandma would be making macaroni. And she'd say, Annette, here's Gina's new letter. She came today. So then we would sit down and in her heavy
letters.
Italian dialect, and I would read aloud because she had sometimes difficulty reading your letters. So I would read the letters to her, and then she would I would be like her secretary. She would say, Dear Gina, I'm happy to receive your letter. So she would go in her very heavy Italian dialect.
Right.
But that was like the highlight of my week. It was something that I personally felt very honored, and I thought it was very special that I was able to do that. So with you being away, do you have any regrets?
Oh, gosh, no. Oh, no, 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 no.
Few people in life don't have regrets. So I think sensational, really, if you think about it.
No, but, I mean, right? when I was young, I was very, you know, I used to be bashful. But that made me a better person by, you know, leaving this Syracuse and going to see the world because it gave me knowledge, appreciation of where I come from. In my long life. Yeah, but I had a good life, believe me.
Gina Palladino and Annette Zawadzki. This is one of a collection of story-sharing CNY discussions available online at WRVO.org.